friends. Today on Rehanna's Cuisines, we're going to be making up a salad, a very quick salad. This is a very unique salad. It's healthy and it's mainly bean and corn salad. And I know it doesn't sound so good, but trust me, once we get it all together, try it. I have had raves reviews for it. So here we go. What we're going to do is we're going to start off with 2 cans of corn. Now, I'm making a big batch because I'm going for a party tomorrow and I want to take this salad. So you can just cut it in half if you want, if you don't want, if you're just making it for your home. This one, just the 1 can will feed about four to six people. With the 2 cans, it's going to be 8 to 12 people. So any type of corn, canned corn, and then when you do get your corn, please make sure that you wash the corn and drain it, just because, you know, it has a lot of sodium in it, and by washing it, you'll cut the sodium in half. I have red kidney beans, I have green apples, Granny Smith green apples, and I have baby cucumbers. Now, because they're baby cucumbers, I didn't need to de-seed them or anything, so I just chopped them up. And then here I have about 1.5 cups of fat-free sour cream. And here I have about 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, the one that's made with olive oil. And then we have salt, pepper, and just some lemon to taste. So we're gonna get started. We're just gonna start dumping things in our big bowl here. So just gonna put my corn in there. Then I'm gonna add my red beans, kidney beans. Now, folks, if there's some of the ingredients that you like very much, you can increase. Like if you want more red kidney beans in there, go ahead and add more. My family loves red kidney beans, so I added a bit more red kidney beans than I did the corn. Look at the color, already looks amazing. All right, now we're gonna go ahead and add the Granny Smith apples in there and the cucumbers. So like I promised you, this is a very, very quick recipe, and it tastes amazing chilled. So you wanna put it in the refrigerator and just take it out maybe 5 minutes before you serve it. All right, so I'm gonna put this on the side and I am going to start mixing our dressing together. So for the dressing, I have the sour cream in here. Go ahead and put the mayonnaise in there. And what I'm gonna do here is I'm just gonna come here and I'm just gonna splash just a little bit of the lemon juice on here, fresh lemon juice, so that my apples don't get discolored and brown. I'm gonna mix this together, the sour cream and the mayonnaise. Okay, now I'm gonna go ahead and add some black pepper, fresh black pepper to it. Yeah, and I like a lot of black pepper, or fresh pepper, it just tastes so good. I'm gonna go ahead and just add some salt for seasoning. Now, I know it seems like it's a lot of salt, but it's all going to go in this big bowl, so this should be okay. Everything together. So I'm gonna get some stuff out of the way here so you guys can see. All right, add our dressing in here. There we go. All right, we're just gonna give it a mix, and believe it or not, friends, our salad is ready. So we're just gonna give this a real good mix here. And like I said, by putting it in the refrigerator and let it marinate in its own juices, it's just going to taste really, really good. I love this dish just because you can prepare it ahead of time. So, you know, if I have to go to parties or picnics, I always vote for salad because I know I can make it a day ahead of time or the night before and stick it in the fridge. So on the day when I have to go for, you know, the picnic or the party, I don't have to be slaving in the kitchen. All right. And, you know, I am going to go ahead and just sprinkle just a little bit more of the black pepper on there. And my spatula just wiped down the bowl here. I like the taste of black pepper. Just gives it that hidden kick. And friends, we are ready with our salad. And this is what the finished product looks like. So thank you for watching this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here on the next episode with another great recipe.